It's not clear how many people voted yesterday because each voter could pick up to three at-large board members, but thousands did. The apparent winners are incumbent board president Barbara Seals-Nevergold, former City Hall and Buffalo Sabres manager Larry Quinn, and DA Special Investigator Patricia Bowers-Pierce. With the retirement of Florence Johnson when her term runs out June 30th and the apparent defeat of incumbent John Licata, this seems to put allies of board member Carl Palladino in control when the new board takes office July 1st. Seals-Nevergold says she's disappointed at the results of the large turnout.
With 15 candidates, ultimately 13 candidates running, lots of issues that unfortunately are polarizing issues. We find ourselves now with three top candidates, and it's going to be a new board, and certainly I think a board with an agenda that I'm not necessarily pleased with.
Between now and July 1st, the current board has to deal with the budget, what to do about Bennett High School and the contentious merger of Harvey Austin and the former Pinnacle Charter, and the semi-merger of Middle Early College and MST. New board members don't want the current board offering new contracts to Superintendent Pamela Brown, who has another year on her pact, or Interim Deputy Superintendent Mary Gwynn, whose short-term deal runs out June 30th. Quinn is asking the board not to make big decisions over the next 2 months.
It's important they not. I think that this is clearly an election where the people in the city have spoken that they want to change. And I would ask the current board not to tie our hands in the future by entering into contracts or extensions that would clearly not be in the wishes of the people that voted tonight.
Quinn says he wants the new majority to have a plan for what will be done as soon as it takes control. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.